ABC News. I'm Tim Berg. Princess Catherine of Wales announces she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. The news coming in a video statement she posted on X, where she says it's been a tough couple of months for her and her royal family.
We hope that you'll understand that as a family, we now need some time, space, and privacy while I complete my treatment.
Despite hope from Jordanian and Egyptian officials, an Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal was not reached prior to the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. John Kirby, National Security Coordinator for Strategic Communications, saying during a White House briefing that these negotiations are still ongoing.
We do believe that we're getting closer. I couldn't give you a date certain on the calendar, but that the discussions are still happening and that they are happening at the pace at which they are. And with the participation that we're seeing on all sides, it's a good sign. And again, I don't want to get too sanguine here. Nothing's negotiated till it's all negotiated.
The Senate is gearing up to vote on a bill that could ban TikTok if its Chinese parent company doesn't sell it to an American company. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines shares why he thinks it's important to pass a bill on Fox News.
We need to have an up or down vote on that. This is a threat to our national security. Think about our young people.
An investigation is continuing in Moscow after gunmen opened fire inside a popular concert hall. Social media showing a number of men in combat fatigues opening fire, and there are unconfirmed reports of over a dozen people dead and many more wounded. Two suspects wanted in connection with an ambush that saw three officers shot and wounded in Boise, Idaho, have been arrested. The inmates were being transferred to a van from a hospital when a second suspect allegedly opened fire on the two officers. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65. And you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Nashville Police Chief John Drake making the announcement.
As they were removing an object from the river, they noticed what appeared to be Riley Strain pop up. The fire department was called in, retrieved the body from the river. The medical examiner's office reviewed the body, and we've confirmed that it is Riley Strain.
The 22-year-old had not been seen since March 8th when he was asked to leave Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar, police saying there were no signs of foul play. The skipper for the Los Angeles Dodgers says it's business as usual as Major League Baseball is continuing to investigate illegal gambling by one of its star players. USA's Ryan Daniels has the details.
For the L.A. Dodgers, manager Dave Roberts says,
business is normal.
His top paid player, MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani, being implicated in a federal gambling probe after an L.A. Times investigative report. Roberts was asked about any team meetings with Ohtani after the story broke about his interpreter allegedly working with an illegal bookie. The interpreter fired the very same day.
Anything with that, can't comment.
A spokesperson for Ohtani originally told ESPN the funds were knowingly transferred to help cover the gambling debt.
For USA News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.